Tony Abbott has delivered an election pitch to voters, promising to ease the pressure on the cost of living. The opposition leader says if he becomes Prime Minister, he'll scrap the carbon tax, but not its compensation payments. He'd pay for that by deferring increases in compulsory superannuation and abolishing a top-up welfare payment. The government has criticised Tony Abbott for taking an axe to the super savings of millions of people. Finance Minister Penny Wong says the move will leave many people worse off. And she's accused Mr Abbott of keeping further spending cuts secret until after the election. Mining magnate Gina Rinehart is calling on the industry to stand up for its role in saving Australia's economy from a European-style debt crisis. She says mining companies aren't just automatic teller machines and that more help is needed to encourage further investment. Five Americans are among 15 people killed in a suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. The attack targeted a NATO convoy travelling through Kabul during rush hour. Nine Afghans also died and dozens more have been injured, many of them schoolchildren. And one of the most recognised faces in football and fashion, David Beckham, has announced his retirement from the game. He'll hang up his boots at the end of his current season with French club Paris Saint-Germain. At 38, he says he still loves playing football, but he wants to go out at the top.